U.S. Navy jets roared over Puerto Rico's Vieques Island yesterday. They were part of scheduled maneuvers from the USS Roosevelt Carrier Group. The exercises went on as planned, despite claims by protesters that they had infiltrated the target zone. More than a dozen people were arrested for trespassing, including the wife of Jesse Jackson. NPR's Philip Davis reports from Vieques.
A group of a few dozen protesters faced off with security forces all day yesterday, the first day of scheduled naval training exercises on Vieques Island. Along with the pickets and the press conferences, those opposed to the Navy's presence tried to scramble the military's plans by sneaking onto the restricted property and making themselves human targets. The Committee to Save and Develop Vieques said more than 20 people had made it past Navy security into the target range by midday. The protesters included Jacqueline Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson's wife, who, along with half a dozen others, were taken by a guide through the underbrush on the outskirts of the camp and over the line into Navy property. The media watched from just over the perimeter as Jackson said they were there as a kind of chain holding back the Navy.
A human chain attempting to stop the bombing and this imposed level of militarism.
Within minutes, the group was approached by Navy security officers who informed Jackson and the others that they were being arrested for trespassing. Jackson and her fellow protesters were summarily handcuffed with plastic strips, and Jackson was led away shouting triumphantly.
For the people of Vieques! For the people of
It was unclear whether the protesters' moves had had any impact on the Navy's maneuvers. The Navy originally had indicated that its exercises would begin as early as 8 a.m., but it was not until 2 in the afternoon that observers could hear the distant rumble of Navy jets over the target area several miles away. At a briefing yesterday afternoon, Navy spokeswoman Lieutenant Commander Catherine Good said everything went as planned.
Currently, we have three different types of aircraft from the USS Theodore Roosevelt making practice runs on the impact area, and they're doing those unhampered by any trespassers, and it's good because they get to get all their training.
But back at Camp Peace and Justice, protesters seem to be in a celebratory mood, with a band playing soft tunes and volunteers dishing out rice and chicken. When asked, spokesman Robert Rabin sidestepped the issue of whether any bombing opponents were actually still in the target range and denied the day was a failure.
I would suggest that every time we get even one person out into the bombing range is a very big success for this community that's waging a life and death struggle against the most powerful military machine in the history of humanity.
Indeed, those opposed to the Navy's presence have already been granted their wish, though in a delayed way. Last week, President George Bush promised that the Navy would pull out by May 2003. Protesters, though, say every day the Navy trains on Vieques means more environmental and health damage to the island and its inhabitants. They're vowing to keep the pressure on the Navy to leave now. Philip Davis, NPR News, on Vieques Island, Puerto Rico.